Now, today we're looking into the science of vision, and still to come, we'll find out how laser eye surgery works to get rid of your glasses, and we'll be finding out all about blinking and the importance of tears.
Absolutely, and eyesight is something that most of us are lucky enough to really take for granted, because it's not until we actually lose our eyesight or have a problem with it that we really start to appreciate what we had. Now, cataracts are a very common problem. In fact, age-related cataracts are responsible for 48% of blindness all across the world, and that affects about 18 million people. Now, Professor Sunil Shah joins us now from the Midland Eye Institute. Hi, Sunil. Thanks.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us today. Now, I thought we could start off with the very basics. Just how do eyes actually work?
Well, it's a way of focusing light onto the retina, which is, if you think of the eye as a camera, you have the cornea, which is the clear window of the eye, and the lens, which both focus the light onto the retina, which is a bit like the film in a camera.
So we have this sort of, the back of our eyes is where we're picking up the light. Now, all sorts of things can go wrong with our eyesight. I know short-sightedness is when the image is focused in front of the retina, and long-sightedness is when it's actually behind the retina. But how does that sort of thing change as we get older?
Well, that's a condition called presbyopia, and what normally happens is that the lens in your eye actually changes shape when you try and read. So as you get older, and typically that's about 45 or so, the lens stops being able to react so well, and then you need to give it some assistance in the way of reading glasses.
So it is really just the close-up reading that becomes a problem. So, for example, I'm short-sighted. I think Ben is as well. He's wearing glasses here. Does that mean that as I get older, I'm going to become less short-sighted, or I'm just going to become both short and long-sighted at the same time?
No, it's a bit of a misconception. It's, they're actually a completely different mechanism. So for distance, you will remain short-sighted and you won't be able to see. But in addition, you will have a reading problem. As it happens, all that reading glasses do is make you artificially short-sighted. So if you are short-sighted to the right amount, you might get away with not wearing reading glasses, but you still have the distance problem.
Right. So I'll have to keep an eye on it anyway. We'll see how that all goes, whether I end up with bifocal glasses. But moving on now to cataracts, what are they and how do they develop?
Well, cataracts, we don't really know what causes them, but everybody will get a cataract if they live to be long enough. And there are many ideas on what causes them. One of them is related to sort of sunlight exposure. But essentially, a cataract is where the lens in the eye, so the lens is the size and shape of a Smartie inside the eye. And the lens actually becomes yellower and harder, and this has an effect on the light getting through to the back of the eye.
So it sort of actually seems like your vision becomes cloudier and more sort of indistinct as you get older. Is that right?
If you're developing cataract, yes.
And I take it that this is something that, as you say, it sort of happens through time, and perhaps way back when we were all, you know, hunter-gatherers and so on, we wouldn't live long enough, really, for cataracts to happen. And if they did, you'd be less likely to survive, perhaps. But now many of us are living, thankfully, living much longer, and so cataracts are presumably becoming more of a problem.
Absolutely, and but also in the third world, they're still a major problem because they do tend to develop a little bit earlier, and there's still a lot of places where there isn't adequate provision of treatment for it.
So we can treat cataracts. What can we do to help people who have developed cataracts?
This needs an operation. The lens is inside the eye, or the lens or the cataract, so it does need a full operation. A lot of the people we see think we can do the surgery with a laser, but that's not really the case. So what we do is create a small hole, and the hole's quite, between 2 and 3 millimetres large, and we remove the cataract inside the eye, and in the space where the cataract would have gone, we put a plastic lens in its place.
So you take the whole lens out?
Well, we it's a little bit more complicated than that. If you go back to the Smartie analogy, what you actually do is you break open the candy coating on the outside, remove all the chocolate, and in the candy coating, which is a bag, you put in the plastic lens.
So you sort of squirt that back in.
Well, it's a solid. It's a solid lens, but it we can either roll it or fold it, and it goes in through the same 3mm hole.
And once you've done that, that's all that you ever need to do. It doesn't become a problem in the future. That's sort of a one-off operation, and then they have much better vision for the rest of their lives.
That's correct. Yeah.
Excellent. But replacing lenses to cure cataracts—that's one thing. Is there anything else we can use lens surgery for?
Well, we use lens surgery instead of laser surgery in people who want to get rid of their short-sightedness as well, or their long-sightedness. So it's not a procedure you'd choose for somebody who's younger or who has a small prescription, but certainly there are indications for it. And for example, some while ago I treated somebody whose prescription was minus 27.
Oh, goodness me, that's enormous.
Yeah, so most people think they're pretty bad when they're minus two because they can't see the top letter on the chart. But if you think this person was 10 times as bad.
That's incredible to imagine.
So replacing the lens for the same reason that you'd have laser eye surgery, does this mean, as we've already mentioned, later on in the show we have a package all about laser eye surgery where I actually went along to have a consultation. One of the things they told me is that if your eyes are going to change over the next, say, 5 or 10 years anyway, then laser eye surgery won't stop that from happening. But would lens replacement surgery mean that the further degradation of your eyesight won't actually happen?
Well, in general, most people's prescription doesn't change after their early 20s. So if you've got evidence of no change over a number of years, it's actually extremely unlikely they'll change after that time. And certainly that's why the College of Ophthalmologists recommend that we do not do laser eye surgery until somebody's 21. You have to take each person on what their prescription is, what the state of their eye is, what their requirements in terms of job and hobbies are before you actually decide what sort of procedure to offer them.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks, Sunil. That was Professor Sunil Shah from the Midland Eye Institute, based in Solihull in the West Midlands. And Sunil will be with us for the rest of the show. So if you have any questions at all about eye surgery, cataracts or eye health, then do get in touch. The email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.